During the Democrat primary debates, Joe Biden went out of his way to reassure suburban voters that he wasn't a Bernie Sanders-style socialist.
Why are we the only major country not to have paid medical and family leave? If you want to make real changes in this country, if you want to create an economy that works for all, you need to take on Wall Street, you need to take on the drug companies and the insurance companies and the fossil fuel industry. You don't take campaign contributions from them.
Come on, give me a break.
No, I won't give you a break on this one, Joe. Joe, you just contradicted yourself. One minute you said, I was not on the floor. The next minute you say, well, yes, there was a reason why I was worried about the deficit.
Well, but now we see that suburban, more moderate Democrats, well, those people were all duped. It didn't matter which man won. The policies and the direction we would take would be the same. Now, we tried to warn you that Biden as moderate, that whole brand was a total charade, that he would always cave to the hard left. And Biden's anti-freedom, anti-prosperity plans, they have to be exposed and explained. Now, of course, we already know that Biden is too weak to stop the riots. He's too weak to resist the radicals in his own party. This is how NBC framed the $3.5 trillion Bernie-loved budget fiasco that was just announced by the Democrats. Bernie Sanders lost the presidency, but he's shaping the agenda. Now, progressives are obviously thrilled about what Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer are giving him. And why wouldn't they be? It's going to go down as the most anti-capitalist, anti-growth, anti-free market piece of legislation ever voted on in the history of America. Take a look at this list. Amnesty for illegals and funding a civilian climate corps. This will be paid for in one of two ways, both with terrible outcomes for American workers. Either Biden's team are going to have to borrow the money, which will make inflation even worse than it is now, or what they're planning on is to jack up taxes on wealthier Americans and businesses. And by the way, they'll charge companies penalties when they exceed newly mandated carbon and methane output levels.